Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you so much. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. I am Doug Llewellyn, and I'm excited because Shelly Hendricks is back with us today. If you heard her previous broadcast, you know she's an amazing lady with amazing information to pass along. We're dipping into the world of coaching, so to speak, but in one of the most unique coaching organizations I think that's out there. Blue Health Coaching is what she specializes in. Her organization, she's actually is called Blue Horizon Solutions. She works with leaders to unlock extraordinary team performance, personal effectiveness, and organizational excellence. Shelly Hendricks is based in Sun City, Arizona, where, believe it or not, I just talked with her, and the sun is shining in Sun City today. It's really very near. It's one of the suburbs outside of Phoenix, which, of course, is almost always beautiful, and the sun is almost always shining. Shelly's background is in instructional design and education for corporate audiences, designing training programs and professional leadership development programs. But that's only, you know, that's how it began, but she does a lot more. She's an executive coach, as I pointed out, and what she specializes in is working with leaders to unlock extraordinary team performance, personal effectiveness, and organizational excellence. And I am really excited to talk to Shelly because, you know, her firm does so many different things. So we're going to bring Shelly on right now. As I said, she was with Jim Masters last week and talked with him extensively, and we're going to continue that conversation with Shelly today. Shelly, good morning. It's nice to have you with us today. How are you? And welcome back. Indeed. Nice to have you here.
Good morning, Doug. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be back.
I want to just ask you one thing, because you have an amazing website, and I want to give this website out at the beginning. It's BlueHorizonSolutions.org, BlueHorizonSolutions.org. If you go there, you will find Blue Horizon Solutions does a lot, but water is very, very important. There's a big connection that your organization has with water. And tell me a little bit about that. If I just simply ask you the question of why is water so important to Blue Horizon Solutions, how would you answer that, Shelly? What would you say?
I'm so glad you asked that question. Yeah, water has been a prominent theme in my life and career always. I've born and raised around the water, spent a lot of family and, you know, youth time out on the water. And always have gravitated to places of water for my own sort of reflective times and thinking and thought process. And the name Blue Horizon Solutions has to do with that place on the horizon where the water meets the sky. And I always think of that spot on the horizon as there being unlimited potential. And so as I started working with leaders and organizations, this theme resonated. And then there's some really interesting research around Blue Health, which you mentioned earlier as well, which has to do with the well-being, wellness, both mental, physical, emotional well-being, that we recharge all of those domains when we either look at images of water or gravitate to places of water, whether it's a waterfall or a babbling brook or the seaside. All of those places are energizing to us on all of those different dimensions, which is kind of an interesting approach.
No question. It is definitely that way. I was kind of attracted to this. I've had some experiences in the ocean, and, you know, I'm one of the few people you may talk to who has actually been to the bottom of the ocean. I've seen the Titanic with my own eyes, and the water is fascinating, no question about that. And we talked to a lot of coaches, but I've never talked to a coach who had this connection or talked about it and whose website expresses so much connection with the water. I had to ask you that because I know exactly what you're talking about, you know? It's amazing.
Yeah, that resonates for me too, and I'm also a scuba diver and scuba instructor, so that's part of the connection as well. And let me just tell this quick story is when I first started, the sort of the impetus for wanting to create the business, I had worked in corporate learning and leadership development for about 20 years, and I had an opportunity to do some work with scuba dive shops and dive operators at an industry trade show. And, you know, I was noticing as a scuba diver and as a scuba instructor that many of these shops are created by entrepreneurs, business owners, who have different kinds of backgrounds, but they may not have corporate experience. They may not have an understanding of how to foster teams and how to develop leaders and how to develop those professional skills that are so critically important to especially retail businesses.
That's so true. That's very interesting. But listen, let me talk to you about how all of this information and this interest is enveloped in your coaching practice, your Blue Mind coaching. Let's talk first about coaching, and then we'll talk about how you actually teach coaches, because you do. You train people to become a certified Blue Health coach, and we'll find out what that is. But talk a little bit about your coaching practice and who you primarily coach. How would you answer that? Who comes to you for coaching, and what are they looking for? What would you say?
Yeah, so coaching is one of those modalities that sort of transcends role. And, you know, it's basically getting to the root of the human being and our existence, our sort of experience and navigating through that experience. So typically the people I work with are organizational leaders, whether they're corporate organizations. I do a lot of work with nonprofits, conservation organizations, as well as community serving organizations. And so leaders in those spaces, I work also with entrepreneurs, and most recently through the pandemic especially, I've had a lot of mid-career professionals seeking out support for navigating through the pandemic, reevaluating what is my life about? Is this career that I chose while I was in college or early in my youth, is this still serving me in the way that I want it to? And so a lot of people have been exploring, so this has worked for me so far, but what do I want to do in the next chapter of my life, the next season of my life? So I work with leaders in organizations on a whole host of issues, and I also work with individuals one-on-one who are just seeking a deeper sense of purpose or meaning in their lives and careers.
All right. Well, let me ask you this. You are a Blue Health coach. You teach others to become a certified Blue Health coach. You know, there are lots of coaches out there. Coaching has become a really big profession in the last 10 years or so. And I've had the opportunity to talk to many business executives who become coaches. There's a coach to help you in almost every aspect of your life, whether it's a relationship situation, whether it's, help with your job and your position, whether it's you're a senior executive or you're just starting out or whatever it is. There are either end-of-life coaches. I've talked to them. What does a Blue Life coach do? How do you answer that? Because I find this amazing.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Oh, yeah, Blue Health Coaching. Yeah, absolutely. So you mentioned actually Blue Mind earlier. And so Blue Mind is a book written by a friend and colleague, Dr. Wallace J. Nichols. And his book talks about the neuroscience of water and how we can be tap into our true potential as human beings at higher levels of performance. And for all of the reasons we were talking about earlier, improved performance, diminished anxiety, and overall well-being. So Blue Health Coaching draws from these concepts of Blue Mind and also integrates additional concepts that many of our coaching colleagues out there might resonate with. And so Blue Health Coaching is my friend who developed this, my colleague Lizzie LaBallastier, developed Blue Health Coaching as a practice. And she has been coaching executives at the Cornwall, UK seacoast for over a decade now. And what she does, these executives come out to her by the seaside and literally go for a walk on the beach with her. And in doing so, they're able to, number one, get a different perspective on whatever their issues or challenges might be. And number two, tells the story that you can't walk in the sand and have any kind of posturing or, you know, pretense. And so it sort of just changes the nature of the conversation simply by walking in the sand. Well, I don't live by a seaside. I live in the middle of the Sonoran Desert here near Phoenix. And So what we do is we find all kinds of different bodies of water. You know, we have lakes. We have man-made urban water. We have water fountains and waterfalls and things like that as well.
Okay. So you have that, but talk to me about what you do. How I'm really intrigued by, you know, what one gains by going to a certified Blue Health Coach. It sounds really wonderful. It's so different. It's unique. So when the clients come to you, no matter what, you know, what they are looking for or where they're coming from, you know, whether it's industry or whatever, what do you do? How do you help them? How do you start?
Yeah, sure. Great question. Thank you. So Blue Health Coaching really can help you people to navigate complexity, complex professional leadership challenges. And number one, it changes your perspective. So our work integrates different principles of leadership and human development with, you know, inherently transitional nature of being in the water. So we can leverage the different metaphors of So work around transitions, so having conversations about making a life transition, for example, there something occurs where the water meets the shore, and we call this the literal zone. This is a place of ambiguity. It's a place of, it's not quite fully water, it's not quite fully land, it's sort of the meeting in between, and what by looking at and exploring and using the metaphors of this literal zone, people can really tap into what's going on in their own lives by exploring this metaphor. So that's a bit of the difference between Blue Health Coaching and other modalities of coaching. So part of it has to do with the language. Part of it has to do with the context of the coaching, and part of it has to do with the types of conversations we have.
Okay. Now, you work with organizations as well as individuals. Basically, when they come to you, let's take individuals. Would these be business leaders, business executives, or you give me an idea. Give me an example of clients, typical clients who come to you. No names, just examples. How would you answer?
Yeah, so I work with a number of senior managers, VPs, that level, directors, senior directors, that level, so mid to senior level management in organizations. And whether we're working together in a location that's chosen to support Blue Health Coaching, or we're simply working on leadership development issues or leadership type issues. this concept of blue health coaching is integrated into my practice, whether they sign up explicitly for blue health coaching or not. I'll say that.
Okay. Keep going.
Yeah. Hopefully that's helpful. Yeah.
That's all right.
So,
I'm listening here.
So
what do you do?
So typically, So a client will come to me and have a challenge or an issue or some conflict or something that they're working on, some challenge they're trying to solve for. And so we will customize a program that helps support their coming to some solutions. So whether it's assessments that we use, different types of assessments, different types of focus groups perhaps, or data collection. And so I use a lot of evidence-based tools to identify what's the root of the situation that's occurring, what's contributing to the challenges you're experiencing, what might be at the root of it. And also, what additional perspectives and feedback can we add to the mix so that we're looking from not just one point of view, but many points of view at the challenge. And then I'll work with the leader to tap into the reserves that they already have, the knowledge and experience and wisdom that they bring to the conversation, because we all do. We all have that. And then, we will talk through what's happening in the situation. What are they noticing? What insights are they gaining from having access to this evidence-based assessment?
Well, you cover so many different areas. I mean, you have an amazing website. Again, let me give the name out for the website. It's BlueHorizonSolutions.org, BlueHorizonSolutions.org. I've never seen a coaching practice that offers to teach you how to scuba dive. You do that if you're interested. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's a side fun thing, really.
Yeah, that is an interesting thing. How long do you typically work with someone when they come to you for help? I mean, is it just a couple of appointments, or do you find that, you get involved in an engagement that could go on for, 4 months or 6 months, to help them? Because that works that way with many coaches. How do you think?
Yeah, thank you for asking that. The way I work with people is typically over a period of time, and people know that when they come to me. So you might come to the website, you might sign up for just a discovery conversation, and those are free, by the way. I invite anyone who wants to schedule a free complimentary discovery conversation just to see if there's a connection, a chemistry between us, and if we can work together and maybe I can help you with your situation. I invite that. So once that happens, then we have a discussion about, well, what approach or strategies might be relevant for your situation? Again, whether you're in a mid-career or a mid-level leader inside an organization, or you're a startup entrepreneur who could use some support in thinking about bringing on staff. I would typically work with someone 3 to 6 months, depending on the complexity of the challenges we're talking about. And the way that that works is usually twice a month, we would have a phone conversation or Zoom conversation more recently in certain situations before, pre-pandemic and hopefully post-pandemic. I'm willing to do site visits and things like that as it's appropriate. But we would have these recurring conversations with a little bit of homework or practice or experimentation in between. And so, as you know, things happen, things pop up that are unexpected. And so when those situations pop up, my clients will typically say, oh, I had an opportunity to practice this conflict resolution technique or this difficult conversation structure. And then we debrief that. What did you learn by practicing or experimenting with that technique and so forth? And so all working toward the goals that were set at the beginning of the conversations.
Well, that does sound amazing to me. I'm prompted to ask you, what did you do before you got into this? What, you know, your early career? Were you didn't start off doing this? What was your goal when you began your professional life?
Well, I've always been curious about human learning. Even as an undergraduate in high school, in college, I was always curious about, reading the classic literature. I was always curious about why do human beings behave the way we do, and how do we learn how to be better? That was always something that was rooted in, I don't know if it was rooted in my upbringing or what, but I was always curious about that. And so, when I chose my career path, I thought education would be part of that. But I learned very early on that I really enjoyed working with, at the time, early career adults that were just transitioning from their educational pathways into the workforce. And so making that transition first was interesting. So I worked as a trainer, an educator, and a facilitator of professional skill development programs, such as communications, business writing, presentation skills, things like that initially. And as my career advanced and I got into different types of organizations, I learned that there are some interesting concepts that we need to learn to better function in teams and to become more effective leaders as well. And so I became curious about that. So I've always been in some capacity connected to human learning, and I've always been intrigued by what makes a good leader and what impact do leaders have in the teams around them and in the environment around them.
You know, that sounds like a fabulous background for someone who's doing what you're doing right now. No kidding. By the way, it brings up a very interesting point because I understand you're in the final phases of completing a PhD on what business leaders have learned from the pandemic. How fascinating that is. What are you learning? What do you think they have learned? That's amazing.
I haven't yet begun my data collection, so I haven't been able to do my interviews yet. I'm still really fleshing out the literature review. So, and as you can imagine, the literature on this continues to come out daily. Really, the purpose of my study is to explore leadership experiences of these executives during the pandemic so that I can understand what they've been learning about themselves and about leadership of teams inside organizations. So my intention is to contribute new and practical relevant knowledge to the fields of leadership development and coaching so future leaders can have an increased capacity for really navigating and leading during times of uncertainty, unpredictability, and ambiguity, which I think we can all agree we've been in for the last couple of years. So it's this idea of, the Army War College back in, I want to say the 80s, came up with this term called VUCA. And so it's an acronym that stands for Volatile, Uncertain, Complex, and Ambiguous Times. And for many decades, leadership practitioners have been discussing this idea of VUCA as, leaders need to be able to be prepared to lead in a VUCA world and lead in a VUCA environment. And we're living in this type of thing. And at the time, we were really talking about globalization, some degree of remote teams, global teams, certainly, complex markets and things like that.
Right.
And little did we know there was a pandemic on the horizon. Right?
Exactly.
And how do you prepare for a pandemic? So this is sort of what has led to my curiosity about this topic. And I the data are still not yet collected entirely or analyzed, but more to come on that. I'm very curious to have these conversations, as I said.
I think there's no doubt the pandemic has made a lot of changes in the corporate world, not only from executives, but certainly from the workers in companies. And it's changed the way businesses are going to be operating in the future, I think, a lot. Especially, you know, the opportunity for people to work at home much of the time. That's gonna stick around. People don't want to go back to the office every day. They just don't want to. And
it's
Yeah, the company executives realize that and know that if they want to keep these good employees, they're going to have to bend over and acquiesce to what their requirements are. It's amazing. By the way, you specialize in something else I wanted to ask you about, and that is, what are the 7 keys to unlocking talent strategy? What is that?
I'm really glad you asked. So I work, like I said, I work with organizations who might say, I'm interested in hiring or attracting talent. I'm interested in developing talent. I'm interested in, you know, one piece of the puzzle. And so to me, the seven keys to unlocking talent strategy is a holistic view of creating a talent strategy for any size business. So whether you're a small business startup in the dive industry or any other industry, by the way, or a larger corporation, having a talent strategy is what differentiates businesses from, you know, the competitors, making sure that there are happy employees help create happy customers, and we all want that. So employee engagement is really one of those keys to competitive advantage. So having this talent strategy to foster employee engagement, foster employee growth and learning, and to support that. So the 7 keys are a holistic view into how we approach strategy.
Well, it sounds pretty fascinating, pretty amazing. And obviously, you teach this to business executives, and it helps them, I assume, right?
I mean, big help. I do. Typically, the people who tend to be attracted to this topic are smaller businesses, small to medium-sized businesses. So not the startups so much, because you need to have a little bit of a team for this to be, you know, meaningful and impactful. But once you start having 10 to 20, 25 employees, even up to, say, you know, 100 employees, being able to have a holistic approach to, you know, how we attract our teams, how we onboard our teams, how we set them up for success, how we identify the capabilities that they have and those capabilities that they will need in the future, and then create systems for developing that, giving feedback, coaching and giving feedback, and then also having a cohesive system of measurement that contributes back to, okay, what are the gaps? What do we need to hire for in the next cycle of this? So that's a little bit of a preview of what the 7 keys include.
Well, that's good.
Yes, so this is I approach this as both a course. So it is available on my website as an online course that people can take as a self-paced course. And also I do include and give the option for coaching to support it. So it can be a part of a coaching program as well.
So, as I pointed out, you train coaches. Do you have a lot of people that come to you, take this course that you do, you know, and decide they want to become a Blue Horizon coach as well? Do you teach often to others?
So I'll say this: the Blue Health Coaching Certification Workshop piloted in February of 2020 in Cornwall, UK. When my colleague Lizzie launched it. And so I completed the course in the program and returned home for shelter in place. And so we were then in the midst of the pandemic. And so the Blue Health coaching I have done, interestingly, has been predominantly virtual. And yes, it's possible to do Blue Health coaching in a virtual capacity. Now, we have had I think it's three cohorts of Blue Health coaching applicants or certified coaches go through the program and process. So the types of coaches that are attracted to this program tend to be people who are either already connected with nature and the environment and water in their work, so scuba divers, stand-up paddleboarders, surfers.
I'm going to have to interrupt you, my dear. We've run out of time. I'm so sorry.
Goodness.
It's so great having you here. Shelly Hendricks has been our guest. Website, BlueHorizonSolutions.org. BlueHorizonSolutions.org. Go there. You'll learn more about Shelly and her program. She's fabulous. Shelly, thank you so much. Wish we had more time, but we got to go. Okay? Bye for now.
Thank you, Doug. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Bye.